I just want to start with defense. You guys, they make what, 9 of 23s in the first half. What was the conversation like for second half of, like, we got to get these guys off this line? How are we going to do that?
It was a big big talking point in the locker room. You know, we came in, they had 9 for 20 on the board, and, you know, Coach Diebler and the assistants made an effort just to make sure we – this is one of their primary offenses. They were like 42% of their points coming from the three-point line. We failed at that in the first half, but we locked in the second half, you know, limit some attempts, and also closed out closely and made them miss a few.
Was it kind of a lot of just closing out better? Was mostly what you felt like you did better?
Closing out better and being in two-way help, not helping and having to rush back out to our man. And we were just in better positions to close out early, and I felt like that was very important for us to get stops in the second half.
Two games now back for you. How do you feel like you're in the flow?
Do you
feel normal at all out there?
I feel normal. And, you know, it's just been a lot of time of recovery and, you know, spending time in the gym with my teammates and my teammates believing in me and pushing confidence in me and, you know, Most High just being with me through everything. And I'm really appreciative of my coaches for being there every step of the way. And my teammate, Aaron Bradshaw, you know, we just made it a talking point for each other. You know, us coming off the bench, we have to be a spark, you know, and I feel like these last two games we've done that. And before every game, we say it to each other, like, we have to be the spark, you know what I mean? We have to bring energy, and I feel like we've been being pretty successful with that.
Same question for you, Aaron, as far as getting back.
Yeah, I feel normal. Just to piggyback off what he said, just happy to be back and just playing with my brothers, for real. That's really it. Just glad to be back.
Aaron, what was the time away from the team like? What were you able to do? What was the process like of getting back on the court?
It was straight. It was good. Just focusing on what I got to do and getting back, being able to play. And yeah.
Once you did get back to the team, it was a bit of a process to get back to game shape. What were those practices like?
Real intense, real detailed, and a lot of structure, I feel like. And I just felt like Coach Deebs did his job perfect. He gave me the time that I needed. He put in extra work with me, so he got me right.
Well, what did it feel like to make your debut, you know, 8 days ago against your former team? What was that experience like?
It was real exciting watching, like, how things play out. And, yeah, it was just a really good game, really competitive game. They're a good team. We're a good team. It's always fun to see two good teams go at it, so... Yeah, it was just a really fun experience, and I'm glad we got the dub, especially together.
What has this start to the season taught you? What has this experience been like, where I'm sure you wanted to be on the court with your team, you weren't? What has this experience taught you?
Patience. You got to have a lot of patience with certain things. Don't overrush things, and keep God close, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for both of you guys, you've both been out for a pretty long time, yeah. Coming back and seems like you guys are both productive these last, like, two games. Like, what do you think has allowed you guys to kind of not miss a beat and be as productive as you guys have been these last two games?
My teammates and our coaches, you know, just them instilling power and letting us know that they need us and we have a big role on the team and we got to come in and they believe in us and make those big plays. And I just feel like coming into the gym every day, knowing our coaches believe in us and our teammates believe in us to make big plays is that's unbelievable. Like, we can't do nothing. Like, we have to do it because they believe in us.
Right. Like Quez was saying, I mean, everything we do is together. So that's the, like, output that you want. And I feel like us as, like, a team, we're really good with that. Like, we stay together. We're always chilling. And, like, that comes a long way on the court. And I feel like that's, like, the best thing about, like, the whole experience, I feel like.
Aaron, I think when you were out, Bruce and other people were saying that they wanted to support you and everything. Like, what was that support like from your teammates, and how appreciative were you for that?
Man, I love my teammates. I'll say they text me, check up on me, call me, came my crib, everything, just make sure I was okay. Like, and that's all I really, like, needed, was just the comfort of my family, and that's who was there.
What do you think was the most difficult part of being away from the team and kind of sitting out?
Just not being with them. I love being with the guys. These are, like, my best friends. Like, these are the ones I talk to every day, chill with every day. And, yeah.
Quez, seemed like you made a lot of plays to connect other guys. I think you found Bruce for a couple of those threes in the first half, and then you're also kind of hunting out your own offense at times. Just talk maybe about what you're thinking about with the ball in your hands. It just feels like points are coming one way or the other.
Coach Diebler told me when I committed here that he had a lot of faith in me and he needed me to be a high assist guy and be able to get my teammates involved and just be a connector. And I just feel like that's what I've been trying to excel at. And that's when my time was out, I was trying to focus on how I could come in and implement all those things into the game. And that has been my goal.
Aaron, during that time when you were out, I mean, it was 2.5 weeks, it sounded like, when you weren't with the team, were you ever frustrated or questioning, you know, where it was headed, or were you certain, were you confident you were going to get it resolved and get back in the fold?
I knew I was going to be back. I just kept my faith in God and got the support from my teammates and just kept looking forward. Try not to dwell on the past or try not to be negative about things. Always bring positivity about things.
You came out shooting jump shots there at Madison Square Garden. You hit a three today.
Yeah.
Just, is that a part of your game that people aren't expecting and they can't really guard it either? I don't know. What's your thought about that?
I've been shooting since I was a kid. Like, I always been – I like to say I'm a shooter. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and having the teammates that I have that
– keep going.
Oh, having the teammates that I got that, like, give me the ball at those times, man, it just it all goes with the flow.
You look like a guy that wants to kind of get it and go, get up and down fast. Indiana State's one of the, like, 10 fastest teams in the country. Do you feel like the pace that they were trying to play at kind of played into your hands a little bit, the way that you were able to kind of take advantage of that pace?
Yeah, for sure. I like to get up and down. I feel like that's one of my attributes is my quickness and my speed. And I feel like this game played into my favor, just the pace of it, and I feel like I could get up and down and make some plays with some fast pace, and I feel like I did a pretty good job of setting up my teammates and getting them in spots, in positions to be successful.
You've played at a couple spots. Mm-hmm. Is there anything from playing with Bruce for these few months, is there anything about Bruce that's just different about him from guys you've played with before?
Yeah, he's just an everyday guy. You know, every day he comes in, you know, and he got his head down, he's focused, and he's a connector. Like, he's one of our leaders, and I look up, you know, I'm older than him, but I look up into him for a lot of different things just because the way he comes in every day, head down, focus, and, man, he's a great player.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, too, just kind of the chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of chemistry do you feel with him as a fellow guard in the backcourt together?
You know, me and Bruce in practice, we're never really on the same teams. We're always against each other, so I never really got to play with him as much. But, you know, these last couple of games, being able to play with him has been crazy. It makes the game so much easier because he can create shots. He can create shots from others, and I can do the same. So I feel like it just makes the game so much easier because if we have two players on the court that can do that, it just opens up the court, and I feel like that's been really successful for us.
Aaron, a lot of the ceiling for this team this year, Coach Diebler has talked about, like, you and some of the, you know, like Sean building as the year goes on and growing into more consistent roles than what you had last season. Obviously, you haven't been able to have that kind of consistency yet this season. Where do you think your game is right now compared to where you had hoped it would be, and how far do you think you have to go to make up for the time that you missed?
I'm running my race at my own pace, I feel like. Yeah. At the time when it comes, I feel like. In the gym with my team, working, extra shots here and there. And, yeah.